Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will turns his attention back to his fair youth and his relentless advice to him to metaphorically put on his baking hat and get a bun in the oven. But today, Uncle Will takes a slightly different approach, not just hinting that our stubbornly unreproductive youth is denying not only the world of his beautiful offspring, but also to withhold not only the opportunity of motherhood to some would-be lover, but also the pleasure involved in the baking of the bun. In the first quatrain of Sonnet number 3, Uncle Will tells our youth to have a gander in the mirror, and tell his reflection that it's high time he should create another face in his same likeness, for if not, he not only deprives the entire world of his beauty, he also denies the blessing of motherhood to an as yet unnamed young lady.
Look in thy glass, and tell the face thou viewest. Now is the time that face should form another, whose fresh repair, if now thou not renewest, thou dost beguile the world, unbless some mother.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will turns to a bit of locker room male flattery, though, incidentally, the term locker room wouldn't be coined for some 200 more years in a South Carolina golf club, but we digress. William begins his clever cajolery with a farming metaphor, saying, "Where is the beautiful woman whose unplowed womb would not relish the manner in which you would sow your seed?" And to complete his two-pronged attack, he says, "Who is the fool that would, through self-love, deny the world by refusing to reproduce?"
For where is she so fair whose uneared womb disdains the tillage of thy husbandry? Or who is he so fond will be the tomb of his self-love to stop posterity?
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will begins to play on the boy's affection for his mother, saying that our fair youth is a mirror to her, and she to him, and in him she sees reflected her younger self in the April of her prime, just like he will in his own children, despite the wrinkles that will inevitably come with age.
Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her prime. So thou, through windows of thine age, shall see, despite of wrinkles, this thy golden time.
In the final couplet, the gentle cajoling is replaced by a stark statement. If you continue to live your life in this way, you will not be remembered. You will die single, and your beauty will die with you.
But if thou live, remembered not to be, die single, and thine image dies with thee.
Pretty stark stuff there. And it remains unclear as to why this was so important to Uncle Will, but important it was. I myself have often heard that argument aimed in my general direction from certain family members, but appeals to procreation for posterity's sake? I mean, to be fair, what has posterity ever done for me? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.